morning. Today's shiur is sponsored by Rabbi Rafal and Mrs. Mendelwitz. It's for Schus Refuah Shleima for their son, Yeshua Baruch Ben Chana, in honor of Rabbi Mendelwitz's birthday. So we're learning Klal Lamed Beis, Siman Lamed Gimel, the Lachos of Tachanun. And we left off yesterday talking about a situation where a person is reciting the paragraphs of Vehu Rachum, and the tzibur reached the fields of Payim, that he should join them in the act in the fields of Payim. But we raised the question, is what should he say at that point in time? Should he say the paragraph of that we call Tachanun, Rachum Achanun, or should he continue saying the paragraphs of the longer paragraphs of Vehu Rachum that he's saying, just in the position of the fields of Payim? So that's an interesting question. Well, what's the question? Why shouldn't you skip to the words of Tachanun? That's what Tachanun is. We seem to equate the Nefilas HaPayim and the paragraph of Tachanun together. So the truth is, this needs to be explained. And furthermore, we see that there are different minhagim between the Ashkenazim and the Sfaradim, which chapter is said, which capital of Tillim is said. And the last question is, we find that the Sfaradim do not do the Nefilas HaPayim. They remain seated. They do not lean forward. So let's try and explain this idea. The Zohar says that the capital that you say for the act of the Fils of Payim is not the capital that we say. It's actually a different capital. It's capital Chaf Hei of Tillim, LeDavid, Elecha Hashem, Nafshi Esso. I'm going to Esso Nafshi. I'm going to give my neshama, my nefesh over to you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it is very appropriate. We said that the idea of Tachanun is a person is, as it were, giving himself over to the din, to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's exactly what David HaMelech is saying. I'm giving over my nefesh to you, to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the appropriate capital to say, and that's what the Sfaradim actually say. So why do the Ashkenazim say differently? So the Zohar continues and it says, because this is an act of a serious nefesh of a person to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it must be sent with kavanah. Otherwise, it's an insult. The person says, I'm really interested in giving over my neshama to you because I deserve punishment, etc., but I don't really mean it. So if that's worse, going to the king and saying, I'm here, ready to submit to you, but not really, than not coming at all. So because of this concern, the Zohar says, when a person does nefilas apayim, and he says this capital, and he's not saying it with kavana, he can be punished greatly for doing that. So because of this concern of the Zohar, there's two solutions which have come. One solution is not to say that capital, say a different capital, thereby not getting involved in this concern, or not to the Nefilas HaPayim. So the Sfaradim and Ashkenazim both have addressed this problem differently. Sfaradim do not do the Nefilas HaPayim, they just say the capital, that being the appropriate capital, and they skip the Nefilas HaPayim. And the Ashkenazim retain the Nefilas HaPayim and switch the capital. So the Magen Aram says we do that because of this concern of the Zohar. So now, once that is true, that we're not saying the true primary capital that we're saying for that's to be said for the Nefilas HaPayim, we're switching it with something else. So then arguably you could switch something else besides that. We're not bound to the capital that we've chosen to be the replacement. We're not bound to that. And that's why we mentioned that a person would want to continue saying the paragraph of Vehu Rachum that he's been saying just in the position of the Nefilas HaPayim. That is a valid option. He does not need to switch to the capital on the Nefilas HaPayim. And then it seemed to me, which I did not see clearly in the poskim, but in that situation, then when he gets to the Nefilas HaPayim, he would say it seated without the Nefilas. It gets to the paragraph of which we normally say for the Nefilas HaPayim. He would say it seated without the Nefilas HaPayim. He should not do the Nefilas HaPayim twice. The paragraphs of Hurachum should be said by Mido, that the beginning of Kuf Lamed Aleph, it's brought down that should be said by Mido. And the Mishnah Berurah brings, a person does not say it by Mido, he should be Becherim. So a person should not be seated during those longer paragraphs. But the only exception is in this situation where he's joining the Tzibur to do Nefilas HaPayim. So obviously for Svardim, where there's no Nefilas Apayim, there'd be no reason for them to join. But anyway, it's not an issue because the Svardim say do their Nefilas Apayim or the paragraph of L'David before this insertion that they add, as opposed to afterwards where the way the Ashkenazim do it. So Be'ezras Hashem, we will then continue talking about the cases where a person is potter from Tachanun. The tzibur is potter from Tachanun because of Mila or Chosin, etc. Have a good day.